Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Amud Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom by the word Niklaf. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, Hayasroiga the Aglid Kahina Sumka. This Esrog that's Niklaf, it's completely peeled, and it looks now like a red date. So Ksheira, the Lacha is that even though it's Niklaf, it's kosher. Frak the Gemara of Anantana Niklaf Pasul, but our Mishnah says if it's peeled, it's Pasul. Says the Gemara like Asha, Habikulo Habimiktsasa. The way Rashi learns is that if it's completely peeled, so then it's kosher. There's nothing wrong inherently with an esrog being peeled. So if it's completely peeled, it's kosher. When is it that our Mishnah says it's Pasul? That's only if it's partially peeled. Then it gives the appearance of a spotted esrog, an esrog menumer. It's not very nice, and that's when it's Pasul. The Mishnah said, Nistak and Nikev, it spoke about other psulim, so we said if it gets a hole in it, and it's chaser, so then it's pasul. But if it gets a hole, and it's not chaser, so then it's going to be kosher. So now the Gemara is saying that even though if it gets a hole, and it's not chaser, it's not missing anything, it's kosher, there are times where it's still going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, Tani Ulu Bar Chanina, Nikav Nikav Mefulish, if it gets a neck of Mefulish, if it gets a hole that goes straight through the Esrog from one side to the other, so then B'mashu, even if it's just a tiny, tiny hole, if it goes straight through the Esrog, even though it's not chaser anything, that's going to be pasul. And if it's not mefulish, if it doesn't go straight through the esrog, so then, even though it's not chaser, if it's a huge hole that's the size of an iser, a coin, the size of an iser, so then that's going to be pasul. By Rava. Rava had the following shaila. Noldu be'esrog simani treifa mahu. What would be the din if an esrog gets certain conditions that by an animal would have rendered the animal a treifa? What's the din if an esrog gets some of those conditions? So Maikam Yibayile, says the Gemara, which condition exactly was Rava asking about? In Niklaf, which is a simon treifa by an animal, and he was asking what's the din of Niklaf by an esrog tanina, that's in our Mishnah. In Nistak, which is also a simon treifa by an animal, if parts of the animal are cracked, that's Tanina. The Esrog, that's Nistak, is already mefurish in our Mishnah, that it's Pasul. In Nikev, if he was asking if Esrog has a hole in it, which is a simon treifa by an animal, certain parts of it gets a hole, it's a treifa, that's also Tanina. That's Lahadi in our Mishnah. Rather, says the Gemara, Ki kam yibayile kedu'ula amrab yaychanan. He was asking about the simen treifa that Ula amrab yaychanan spoke about. That reya shenishpacha kekisoin, if you have that the lung of the animal completely liquefied, so ksheira, he said that that's not a simen treifa, the animal's kosher. However, v'amarava v'hu dekaima sipainah. It's only if the bronchial tubes are still remaining. So then, it's not a simen treifa. But if the bronchial tubes also fell down, so then treifa, so then it is going to be a treifa. It's not going to survive. So hachamai, what's the din by an esrog? Meaning, what would be the parallel by an esrog in a case where, let's say, the basar of the esrog, the white part, the flesh of the esrog, all liquefies, but you still have the chidre zera, you still have ki'ilu, the bronchial tubes. What's the din by such an esrog? So what's the shaila? Dilma, perhaps we could say that Hasamu, it's dafka over there by an animal, Dulaishalit Ba'avira, where air won't really affect the lungs because you have the whole body of the animal protecting it. So Hadar Bari, so it's gonna get healthy, it's gonna rejuvenate. And it's going to be healthy again. Aval hacha by the esrog, the shalut ba'avira, where the air affects the esrog, because it's not much separating the air from the white, from the flesh of the esrog, and therefore, saruchi masrachas, the esrog is for sure going to spoil. Even the chadre zerag, everything's going to spoil. Yidim alayshna, or maybe no, since lamaisa right now it's not spoiled, so maybe right now at least it's kosher. So says the Gemara, what's the din? If you have an esrog that the white part, the flesh of the esrog liquefied, and you still have the chedre zera, what's the din? Do we say that such an esrog right now it's kosher, or do we say the fact that it's going to spoil makes it that already right now it's pasul? So says the Gemara, Tashma, esrog tafuach saruach, if you have an esrog that's spoiled in these different ways, tafuach saruach, we'll see soon what that means, or if it's kavush, if it's soaked in vinegar, shaluk, if it's cooked, kushi, if it comes from Ethiopia, meaning it's black, lavan, if it's white, umenumer, or if it's spatted, pasul, in all these cases, the esrog is pasul. esrik a kador, if it's very round like a ball, it's pasul. V'yesh aimer mafatiyom, if you have two esregim that grow together, attached, so that's also going to be pasul. Esrik ha-baisir, if it's not fully ripened, Rabbi Kiva paisav v'chacham emachshirin. And we'll discuss that more on the bottom of the Amud. Gidloi bitfas, if let's say you grow the esrog inside of a mold, v'asayu kemen birya acheres, you make it look like a different form, you make it take on a form that's different than a typical esrog, so then the lacha is as possible. Now, ketani mias tafuach saruach. So the first two cases of the braisa, though, are tafuach saruach, that it spoils in these different ways of tafuach and saruach. So my lav tafuach mi bachutz v'saruach mi befnim, doesn't tafuach refer to the outer part of the esrog going bad, and saruach refers to the inner part of the esrog going bad, the white part. So even though you still have the chedrei zera that's still around, but being that the white part went bad, it liquefied, let's say, so then the whole esrog is pasul. So you see, the fact that the whole thing is going to become pasul, that makes it that it's possible already right now. Says the Gemara, Allah, you know, there's no raya. I could tell you that both tafuach and saruach are both referring to the outer part of the esrog going bad. Volei kasha, it's not a kasha, the fact that the braisa used two different words. Hada tafach, afagav dolei sarach. Hada sarach, afagav dolei tafach. It's two completely different psulim. One's talking about the case of tafach, even though it wasn't sarach. One's a case of sarach, even though it wasn't tafach. So what's tafach and what's sarach? Rashi says that tafach is when it goes bad by getting exposed to rainwater. And sarach is when it just goes bad on its own. It's time, it gets, it's nirkav, it goes bad. So those are two different ways of the esrog going bad. They're not really related to each other, and that's why the braisa spoke them both out. Now, Amar Mar, we mentioned that esrog kushi pasul. And the truth is, we had that in our Mishnah as well. That an esrog which comes from Ethiopia, and it's black, so it's pasul. Frak the Gemara of Atanib, we learned in a Braisa, Kushi Kasher. We said that in the Braisa, that an Esrog which comes from Ethiopia is Kasher. Daimel a Kushi Pasel. Just if it's black, but it doesn't come from Ethiopia. So it's a knockoff, so then it's Pasel. But the real thing, the thing that comes from Ethiopia, so that's Kasher. So it's a Kasher in our Mishnah. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, our Mishnah also, when it said an esrog a kushi is pasul, it really meant the knockoff kushi esrog. The esrog that doesn't really come from Ethiopia, that's the one that's kosher. But an esrog which is black and it comes from Ethiopia, that's perfectly fine. That's a regular esrog, and that's going to be kosher. Rava Amar, Rava says a different teretz, that really our Mishnah is even talking about an esrog which comes from Ethiopia, and it's pasul, even though it's that's where it comes from, and still the fact that it's black makes it that it's pasul. We have a braisa that says that esrog akushi is kasher, so like kasher, says Rava, it's not a stira. Halan v'halahu, once for us in Bavel, where we're used to seeing Ethiopians, so this is something we're accustomed to. The fact that it's black doesn't take away from the beauty of the esrog, and therefore it's kosher. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where they're not accustomed to seeing Ethiopians, so to them it doesn't look normal. To them, being that they're not used to it, makes it that to them it doesn't seem right, and therefore it's going to be pasul. So the Mishnah, which says it's pasul, is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, and the Braisa, which says it's kosher, that's talking about lon for us in Bavel, where we're used to seeing Ethiopians. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with an esrog akushi.